The Biden files. Still a lot of questions to be answered, and a lot of people are clamoring for those answers. Kind enough to join us this morning is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron, the Bliss Institute for Political Education. And David, let's get into what you know as of today pertaining to these files found away from the White House and in the president's and former VP's office in D.C.
Good morning, Ray. Well, what we know is there have been a couple of dozen classified documents found in Joe Biden's possession, meaning his home in Delaware. They found some files, some papers in an institute at, I believe, the University of Delaware, or sorry, University of Pennsylvania. You know, these are documents that purportedly should not have been taken, that they should have gone, you know, with the rest of Biden's, files elsewhere. And it's a real political problem for President Biden. Because, you know, it makes him look hypocritical. He was very critical of former President Trump and Trump's possession of 300-plus classified documents. You know, it's a political problem for the White House, and it hurts, you know, the Biden administration's, Biden White House's credibility. And it also gives a lot of ammo to Biden's enemies in Congress. The House of Representatives, now under control of the Republicans, they're going to spend a lot of time conducting oversight and investigating this particular issue. The irony is they're not going to spend any time investigating former President Trump's possessions of many more documents and the fact that Trump has not been cooperative in terms of returning those documents, which is why they had to have a raid at Mar-a-Lago in the first place. So it's a headache for the Biden White House they didn't need.
Yeah, eyebrows, right, David, being raised all around D.C. on both sides of the camp. The GOP says, oh, opportunity. And on the Democrat side of things are going, how in the world does something like this happen?
Oh, exactly, and I don't even know if it's eyebrows, it's eye rolls, especially from the Democratic side. When they're, you know, when Democrats were coming off a real high after the dumpster fire that was the Speaker of the House election, you know, with Speaker McCarthy promising the moon and the stars and the planets to the very, you know, far extreme parts of the Freedom Caucus wing of his party, and now the narrative has changed to the, you know, the craziness that was happening on the Republican side, to what seems like some shady moves, or at least incompetence, you know, for the Biden White House.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. And David, you alluded to this, but this certainly gives energy to the former president, Donald Trump, of saying, hey, everyone's always aiming at me, picking on me. Look at this situation. It adds fuel to his fire a little bit.
It does. And, you know, but the fact is, you know, the Biden White House and Joe Biden himself cooperated immediately. As soon as they discovered a document, a potentially classified document in his possession, they notified the National Archives right away. In the Trump case, the archives realized that there were documents missing. They contacted former President Trump's office, and for over a year, they stonewalled on returning any of those documents. And then they returned some. They said they had returned them all, and the Justice Department knew that that was a lie, which is why you had the raid at Mar-a-Lago. So the cases are night and day in terms of how they've been handled, because the Biden team, you know, notified the government of the problem, and began the process of inventorying and hopefully returning those documents, you know, immediately. And in both cases, there was a special counsel that's been assigned to, you know, investigate. And so, you know, we don't know what the totality in either situation is.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. And David, it really couldn't come at a worse time for President Biden. He was finally, I thought, starting to put some of the skeptics aside. His approval rating was starting to gain ground a little bit. And then, boom, this hits. And like you said, it's a big problem in the White House right now with President Biden. How does this affect him going forward? We know where we are now, but going forward and maybe another presidential run in 24, is this that big of a deal?
I think in the long run, no. And, you know, and that's because, you know, the way that they have handled it, even though the communications of it has been terrible and sloppy, you know, the fact is they have cooperated from the start. I don't think it's going to be a political issue. The Republicans really can't make it that big of a political issue because their guy, you know, did the same thing, but 100 times worse. So, you know, there really aren't that many legs to the story, you know, at least on the Republican side. I don't think it's going to impact whether or not President Biden decides to run for re-election. And we've got some really big issues on the horizon that are going to overwhelm any real focus on this documents issue, particularly whether or not, you know, Congress raises the debt ceiling. And that's going to be a huge political fight. It's going to be a big story. Because if Congress does not do it, and I'm really focused mostly on the U.S. House, if they do not raise the debt ceiling, we're talking very catastrophic, a very catastrophic situation for the country and for the U.S. economy and the world economy if that doesn't happen.
David, back to the work of the president. Let's go back to last week. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since. But the summit, when he was meeting with Mexico and Canada, that was big when you look at now where Mexico is as far as a trade partner with us. And that's playing right into the wheelhouse and the strengths of the president.
It is. And, you know, that is one of the arguments that he used on the campaign trail was he was somebody that had spent years as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. He had all this foreign policy experience after 8 years a vice president and building up the relationships on the world scene. And this really is his strength. And Biden, you know, we can see in the aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia how he was able to, you know, rally the world to the side of Ukraine in this war. He is very adept at foreign policy. It's an area he's very comfortable in. And he's got these longstanding relationships with world leaders that he has built up literally over decades. And, you know, I think the more that the president can focus on foreign policy, and many presidents like to focus on foreign policy because it's a little bit easier to navigate because you don't have the domestic political pressures. The more he can focus on those kind of issues, and you know, I think the better off he is.
Agreed. David, thank you for the time and the visit with us again. Great insight into that political arena. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Ray. Take care.
You as well. Professor of Political Science, University of Akron, Dr. David Cohen with us this morning.